Cessna celebrates a milestone in independence. Boeing chooses an engine to power the KC-767. And Eads reports its 2009 financials. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, March 10th, 2010. Cessna is celebrating the delivery of the 9,000th single-engine piston aircraft to be produced at its plant in Independence, Kansas. Rob Lagozio took delivery of his milestone aircraft, a 182T Skylane, during a small ceremony at the facility last week. The Independence plant started turning out piston singles in November of 1996, after passage by Congress in 1994 of liability limitations for manufacturers in the form of the General Aviation Revitalization Act. Cessna's total production of piston singles going back to 1927 numbers over 154,000. Boeing, which will apparently be the only bidder in the KCX aerial tanker competition, has chosen the Pratt & Whitney PW4062 engine to power its tanker, which is based on the 767 airframe. The engine maker claims more than 2,500 engines delivered in that family and says they've logged more than 100 million flight hours on commercial aircraft worldwide. The 4062 is the most powerful variant of the series, delivering 62,000 pounds of thrust. Northrop Grumman and Eads, which have proposed a new tanker based on the Airbus A330, announced Monday they will not compete for the KCX contract, saying the terms of the latest RFP from the Pentagon stack the deck in Boeing's favor. Eads reports the nations partnering in development of the Airbus A400M military transport have reached an agreement in principle which will put the program back on track, despite delays and overruns. Eads says the partners have agreed to increase the price of the contract by $2.73 billion, waive all liquidated damages related to current delays, pump in another $2 billion in exchange for participation in future export sales, and accelerate certain payments due before deliveries. The company says details will be worked out in coming weeks. One of the results is an increase in the A400M loss provision of $2.45 billion in Eads' 2009 financials. Those financials were announced yesterday, and despite the increased losses on the A400M, the recession, and deepening currency exchange rate losses, Eads' executives remained upbeat. CEO Louis Galois commented, quote, "Beyond simply managing the economic downturn, our objective in 2009 was to keep a strong focus on innovation across our portfolio to lay the foundation for the next decade," unquote. 2009 aircraft deliveries set a record at 498 units, up from 2008's 483, and the company says it finished the year with an order backlog of 389 billion euros, providing a solid platform for future deliveries. Eads also reports a cash position of 9.8 billion euros. Up next on ANN, the body scanners are coming to 11 airports. DOT says U.S. Airways did not fully disclose the costs for flights on its website. And Turkish Airlines buys 20 more Boeing 737s. You're listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. For 3 years running, the Cirrus SR-22 G2 has been the world's best-selling single-engine four-seat airplane. Today, the SR-22 G2 defines the new Cirrus standard model. Why? We'd love to invite you to see for yourself by taking a ride in the new breed of airplane that has taken the aviation industry by storm. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or on the web at cirrusdesign.com.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for March 10th. I'm Paul Plack. The Transportation Security Administration has revealed the next 11 airports in line for advanced imaging technology, a.k.a. full-body scanners. The TSA blog reports they're already going into Boston Logan and Chicago O'Hare, and by summer they'll also be at Charlotte Douglas, Cincinnati Northern Kentucky, Fort Lauderdale Hollywood, Kansas City International, LAX, Mineta San Jose, Oakland, Port Columbus International in Ohio, and San Diego International. TSA says priorities in selecting airports included the availability of enough space for the large machines and the required separate viewing areas. 40 machines acquired earlier are already in operation at 19 airports nationwide. The U.S. Department of Transportation has assessed a $40,000 civil penalty against U.S. Airways for violating rules that require airline price ads to disclose the full price consumers must pay. DOT found that when consumers searched the carrier's website for one-way flights sorted by schedule, U.S. Airways provided a set of fares that did not include additional applicable taxes and fees, or any notice on that page that these additional charges would be required. Under DOT's requirements for internet advertising, the full fare must either be listed on the first screen that provides fare quotes, or the existence of additional government-imposed per-passenger charges must be prominently disclosed, along with a hyperlink that takes consumers to a page that describes the additional charges. Boeing and Turkish Airlines have finalized an order for 20 next-generation 737 airplanes. That will include 10 of the 737-900ER extended-range planes. The 737-900ER is the newest member of the 737 family, with room for up to 215 passengers, and it joins Turkish Airlines' current fleet of 66 Boeing aircraft, including 58 next-gen 737s. The new order is valued at $1.6 billion at list prices. Air traffic management company Metron Aviation announced on Monday that former FAA Administrator Jane Garvey has joined its board of directors. She was the first FAA administrator to serve a five-year term following her appointment by President Clinton in 1997. She was also the first woman to serve in the job. Garvey managed the agency's Y2K transition and is credited for laying important groundwork for next-gen air traffic control. Still ahead, President Obama will host a space conference in Florida. The Army loves its new and improved Blackhawks, and a member of the Greatest Generation is honored by France. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Monday, March 10th. I'm Paul Plack. The White House announced on Sunday that President Obama will come to Florida April 15th to host a White House conference on the administration's new vision for America's future in space. The announcement says the conference will focus on the goals and strategies in this new vision, the next steps, and the new technologies, new jobs, and new industries it will create. Conference topics will include the implications of the strategy for Florida, the nation, and our ultimate activities in space. Further logistical details are promised later. Just make sure to leave room for the picketers. Army combat pilots are raving about the performance of their new Black Hawk UH-60M helicopters. That's an updated model that entered service in the Afghan theater 12 months ago. Improvements include more power, a digital cockpit, and composite rotor blades, and all have been appreciated. In a recently completed after-action review at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, service officials said they experienced a higher-than-average operational readiness rate, had greater situational awareness through a glass panel, which accurately displays the locations of both friendly and hostile forces, and enjoyed interoperability with the latest Army aviation mission planning systems. The GE-701D turbines being used in the Black Hawk have had shaft horsepower ratings bumped up 5% from 1,900 to 2,000 horsepower. Combined with new wider cord composite rotor blades, the improved model gains another 500 pounds of lift capability. And finally today, time is growing short to honor the heroes of the Greatest Generation. But another overdue recognition happened Saturday at the San Diego Air and Space Museum. Retired Colonel Stephen Pisanos received the French Legion of Honor Medal. Steve is 90 years old. Pisanos flew a P-51B during World War II and wrote the book The Flying Greek. The French Legion of Honor was developed by Napoleon Bonaparte in 1802. It's a recognition of merit and the highest honor bestowed by France. Pisanos is a Greek immigrant to the U.S. who volunteered in the 71st RAF Eagle Squadron during the early days of the war. The squadron was integrated into the U.S. Army Air Forces once the U.S. entered the war. During a bomber escort mission on May 5, 1944, bad spark plugs forced Pisanos to crash-land his Mustang in France. He joined the resistance and conducted a number of sabotage missions leading up to the liberation of Paris in August. Later, he graduated from test pilot school, flew the F-102 Delta jet to Mach 1.5 at 50,000 feet, and counted Gabby Gabreski and Chuck Yeager among his friends. In addition to the French Legion of Honor, Pisanos has been awarded the Legion of Merit, the Distinguished Flying Cross, the Purple Heart, the Air Medal, and the French Croix de Guerre. Well done, Colonel, and thank you for your service to our country and many others. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, Skip Koss of Concord Battery has tips for the care and feeding of that little box that makes everything go. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iTunes, Odeo, or aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.